Hello, hello, happy Friday. Welcome to Producer's Cut.
Today.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about?
3 weeks ago, depending on when we upload this episode.
Okay.
But a few weeks ago, you were recording inside with one of our guests.
Yeah.
And then I was in the kitchen with Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, what are you grateful for?
Okay.
Brendan and I just have
random conversations.
Yeah. We never really have like a question. Okay, it's just random. So I said, hey, what are you grateful for?
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, last week I was grateful for you for Freedom Worship Nights. And I said, oh, thanks.
That's so sweet.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he started now telling me what he's grateful for, like currently, like family-wise, business-wise, everything, right? And then he asked me.
Okay.
And I told him as well what I was grateful for.
Yeah.
So my question is, what are you grateful for?
What am I grateful for? Oh, what am I not grateful for?
Oh, yeah, we never asked that.
Sure, the list is so long, and that's, you know what's my favorite? When I'm saying thank you to God, I always start with, God, thank you for saying no.
Who?
And thank you for closing doors.
We never say that.
Yeah, that is always how I start my gratitude is thank you for the no's. Thank you for the closed doors.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you allowed to leave my life because it makes everything that stayed, the yes and the open doors, that much good.
Yes.
So much good.
So much worth it.
So much more worth it.
Yeah.
So, and I don't take it lightly when I say that. It's not that I enjoy God saying no.
No.
Or closing doors.
Nice.
Or things slipping out my hands. But it's just a posture that I put myself in where it's a posture of humility.
Yes.
I think when we say humble yourself by the side of the Lord, we're not talking about, oh, someone. It's not a voice that you put on. It's not a Lord. No, it's a posture of saying, you know best. In as much as I think I know better, I'm humble enough to know that you know you have the whole picture.
Yeah.
And when you say yes, when you say no, it's because you have considered everything, including my kids and my eternity.
Sure. That is powerful.
I went a little too deep.
That is powerful.
But yeah, that's on my heart. That's really what I'm grateful for.
That's powerful.
God has said, he's given me a lot of big no's and you don't understand a no and you don't understand a closed door until way later and you're like, oh.
I get it now.
I get it. Had it been a yes, my life would be so different.
Sorry to interrupt you. When you get it, don't you ask him to do it more? Like, protect me more.
Not entirely, but like,
kinda. Like, see how you protected me now.
Keep doing it again.
Like
but that's why that is always then my gratitude prayer. Thank you for the nose. Thank you for the clothes. Like now I trust God. I think when you start in your faith journey, you trust God for open doors. You trust God for the yeses. You trust God for the won't you do it, Lord.
Yes.
And then I think you grow and your character gets pruned. And then you start trusting God when he says no. And you start trusting God when he closes the door. And you trust, and you start trusting God when you even getting hurt by life.
That's
or
true.
Feeling
it
challenged.
Changes when you have that trust. There's a song by Ndozo Mbambo. She has it in her album and it's a song from when she was on In Joyous Celebration. Blessed Assurance.
Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine.
Not that one.
Which one?
That one is also good. So she says, there's a part where she says, it's not called Blessed Assurance.
What's
it's called, I Love You, Lord. I Love You, Lord. So the lyrics are, I don't know if we can play music. We've never tried playing music.
Okay. I'm going to play it.
Rewind. That's not a beautiful song. That's not what's made me cry.
Do I know this song?
Oh.
I
We're gonna play the instruments. Oh, but we're gonna cut it.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
This is a Whitney Houston song. I love the Lord. He heard yes. my cry.
Okay, but
and pitied every wrong.
It's a Whitney Houston song.
Yeah. Well, oh. I don't know if it's a Whitney Houston song, but Whitney Houston did it. But yes, really? I know the song. Okay, well, yes. what were you saying about the song?
So in the song,
mm-hmm.
oh, Lord, I was in university.
Yeah.
Oh, things were not going great.
Yeah.
Oh, things were not going great.
Yeah.
And then the song played. I played the seed, though, how the Holy Spirit wakes me up yeah, with the song yeah, yeah. or will just randomly give me a song. This song played and there's a part when Dozo is worshipping and she says, I've got this blessed assurance
mm.
that my God will come through.
Mm.
She doesn't really say my God will come through, yeah. but some yes. the blessed assurance.
Yes.
And then at that moment, in that time of worship and prayer, I got a revelation
yeah.
just saying, hey, be secured.
Yeah.
You've got this blessed assurance that God will do it. God will change the situation.
Yeah.
And ever since that time, like, situations will happen. Yes, they will hurt. Yeah. Things will happen. They won't go the way I wanted them to happen. But that moment will still come. That blessed assurance I have.
Yeah.
So it comes back to you saying that you know God will come through.
100%.
You trust in what God is doing. You trust in the knows that will never hurt you. Trust me.
And you know, and I think I can share this. So we went yeah. to the conference, Muso Church, right?
Yeah.
They had a conference and they invited me to be a speaker.
Yes.
And I went and it was amazing. Afterwards, I spoke to Pastor K, Pastor Koketso, and
yeah.
at the time they were raising funds for their...
the church.
For the church,
yes.
right? A couple of millions and they had a deadline, right?
Yeah. Oof.
And the deadline was hitting and the money was not coming together. The money was not coming together. But we start talking, we're talking, we're talking. And I said this to him. And this is based yeah. on my own experience from Fest, right? Mm. I said to him, Pastor K, if he said he will do it, he will do it. It might not come the way you think it will come.
Yeah.
Be open to the way God does it.
Oh,
but he will do it. I didn't say that because I read it in a book.
I said it
because that's what happened with Fest, where God said, I will do it. And then I had my ways of how God is going to do
yeah.
it. And he didn't do it in those ways.
Yeah.
But do you know what he did?
Tell me. He did it. And his ways are
he
better.
He did it and his ways are better. And fast forward, Pastor K and them raised the money. They got an extension. You know, it's his story to tell.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, God did it. And
that's powerful.
I think the position of humility allows for God to do what he needs to do the 100%. Way he wants to do it,
mm-hmm.
when he wants to do it. And this morning when I prayed, I said, God, I'm in a hurry. I'm looking at resources and I'm thinking there's not enough time. There's not even enough money. But
yeah.
those things to you mean nothing. And so I'm surrendered to that.
Sure.
My reality right now is I need more time
yes.
and I need more money.
Yes.
But you.
And I think that's everyone's story,
that's
honestly.
That's everyone's reality. But for you, those things mean nothing. I posted this the other day on Sunday, some Sundays ago.
Yeah.
Where it's a big circle almost of the sun in yellow and it says your life.
Yeah.
And then there's this start, this moment. And the reason I shared that is that in certain moments you feel like this moment is so hard or the world needs to stop and it's painful and validly so.
Mm.
But I think when you look at this picture, you realize that this is just a moment in the entirety of your life.
Your whole life.
You'll be fine.
God's got you.
God's got us.
God's got us. And
yeah.
we also got each other.
Yeah.
And I'm saying
yes.
that because of your revelation and you are telling Pastor K what
yeah.
happened to you. He needed to hear that.
He needed to hear. Yeah.
Right? And it probably also changed the way he was seeing the situation.
Yeah.
So as much as God has got us, he also sends people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think said it the other week that sometimes God allows things to happen in your life and it's got nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
It's got to do with other people.
People.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I said it at Free to Worship Nights. I said, it's not about you. Yeah. It's not about me.
It's not always about you.
It's not always about you. No. Get out of that world where it's all about you. It's not.
Sure.
It's not about you. And I think the sooner we get comfortable with that, we get comfortable with God's purpose and assignment and call for our life and how he does it.
100%.
Yeah.
And you get to appreciate the beauty of life and having people and having around people. You.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's not about you.
No. It's about everyone else
around
you. It's
about everyone else.
Pay
about
attention.
Yeah, pay attention
to conversations you have with people and the people around you. Say what's on your mind. You know what?
Yeah.
As I'm saying that, sometimes I would have conversations with people and I would just keep it to my head. I would keep it to myself and be like, I am slang in. But maybe, and I'm not saying let's papa, but maybe sometimes something that the Holy Spirit tells you to do, because also the Holy Spirit has discipline and order.
Yes.
Always pray for that as well.
Yes.
Hey, banza.
No, banza. Hey.
Hey, because sometimes. So when you respond to a certain person, let it be spirit-led.
Yes.
I lost my train of thought. Yes. But let it be spirit-led. And if you know and trust that, you know what, this is the moment, and let me say it, because it will help the other person. Pray about it if you haven't said it.
You know what I know about being in tune with the Holy Spirit and being in tune with yourself is that you will know when you're not supposed to do something.
Yeah. Whoa, you, 100%.
You will know when you're not supposed to say something. And after you've said it, you will know you weren't supposed to say that. And if that happens, just say sorry. But you will know if you are in tune with the Holy Spirit and in tune with yourself.
Yes, that's true. And it happened. I won't share it here. But it happened.
What happened?
I'll tell you. No. I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you what happened. And then I asked her, you're right. It happens, guys.
Yeah.
It happened. And for me, it was just like a, I'm just checking in. And then immediately after, I said to Roy, Mpapi lele.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know you weren't supposed to say that.
You knew.
And I was like, I knew.
You knew.
And the response was, praise, you shouldn't have said it. Well, that wasn't the response, but there was no response.
Yeah.
That gave me a,
you shouldn't have said that.
Shouldn't have said that.
So, but it happens, we're human. But now you know better. So next time, you'll be like,
and I was like,
I shouldn't have said that. Friends, that's it for Producer's Cut.
That is it for Producer's Cut.
Always a good time.
Yes.